Blog Talk Radio.
You. Ready. Good evening, podcast audience. It's Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, and it's time for the world premiere podcast, The Attic.
The Attic
is an urban-based podcast. All founding members are from the beautiful, toxic state of New Jersey. Now, my team, the folks that helped me put together this podcast, I got Big Brother, the messenger, got my baby sister, and my baby brother. We have Sister Tippy, and we have Nurse Carmen. Now, if you'll give me 60 of your minutes, guaranteed to entertain you. And again, we want to make Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, an event in your podcast life. Every Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, we want you tuned into
The Attic.
Yeah, that's right. That's what's going down on The Attic Wednesday night. So before we start the show, only because some people on the show were real fickle like this, how was that opening hit? let's address that first. How was the opening song?
Better.
I thought it
was sounded real professional.
Thank you. That's
like,
the kind
you know,
of
like at the end of a show, you know, they're like introducing the band, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. That's the kind of shit. All right. All right. That's the kind of shit I need to hear on air. Hey, listen. All right. You can call me later with the truth. But when we public, you be like, yo, that's the baddest shit I ever heard, son.
Mm.
Hey, but listen,
yeah,
it's Wednesday night. It's Wednesday night, 9 o'clock. And welcome to The Attic, a podcast hosted on Blog Talk Radio by Hodge Sahaj. And again, we try to give you an interesting and entertaining look at shit that's happening around you every day. Again, let's be perfectly clear. We're not your authentic news podcast. Some of the shit that you hear on the show, outside of giving you a good laugh, you might not want to repeat it. Because a lot of it, we were probably too busy to actually fact check. But anyway, we try to keep it entertaining for you on Wednesday night. Before we go into our first topic, I got to ask, hey, how's the cast doing tonight?
Good.
Okay.
You know I'm fine as frog hair, split four
ways. Okay. We got a little extra there. Hey, but listen, man. Okay. You know what? It's funny, man, that we start this show off.
Did you see everybody get quiet when I said that? Did you see
Yes, I did. All right. No, it's not. It's cool. It's cool. But, hey, listen. In fact, I got to rearrange some things here because based on this opening hit, this opening song that I just labeled a hit, I want to take us right to France. And just for a minute, how many people know what the G7 summit is? And once again, not trying to be smart. I only know because I have it up on a computer screen. I'm looking at it while I'm asking you. So this isn't a contest for pure intelligence. My point is, don't nobody really give a damn about no G7 summit. I mean, for real, that kind of shit, unless you kind of really into politics, well, you don't follow that kind of shit. But that is, unless your president is 45, man. This my man could go anywhere. And I don't care who thinks they're going to be the marquee act, he can steal that headline. That headline. He just do some of the craziest shit that I don't know. He just, we over at the G7 summit. They discussing shit like climate change, reducing inequities, and Brexit. I mean, they discussing shit on that level. And 45 makes an offer. Was it Denmark? He want to buy Greenland. He wants the United States to buy that island. And they tell me, what's this? And they tell me he got a little inside his feelings when they said no. Like, he really thought he was going to broker a deal to buy Greenland. And the only reason why I'm saying that, huh?
He's outed.
He was pissed off. That's what he was. But this is the leader of our nation. There's something got to be. Something is really, really wrong here, folks. Something is really wrong when we can be represented. And you know what? I guess when you hear me say we can be represented, naturally, I'm kind of going on the lesser of two evils. Because no matter how they shake this shit up, some of us that's living in North America right now, I don't care. We just going to get the short end of the stick. I guess it's a little bit, I don't know, bittersweet to see somebody else getting that shit also. But I don't know how I got off on that tangent, but I'm back. At the G7 summit, our president offered to buy Greenland. Now, what kind of shit? How do you sit down and talk about anything rational? You talk about climate control, and Trump just stands up. You know what? Fuck it. What's your price for Greenland? How are you going to continue having serious conversations with that?
Well, you start with looking good on eBay, first of all.
Huh?
You start with a low bid on eBay, first of all.
There you go.
Hey, man.
He's an embarrassment. And when he does leave office, it's going to be so hard for us as a country to try to even get back to where we were with our allies and the way the rest of the world views us. Just the damage he's doing is just unreal.
I don't think so. You know,
I hope not, but I don't know.
They're just biding their time and trying to get through this and wait for him to get his ass up out of there.
I think that the rest of the world, and it's just me, I think that the rest of the world understands the level of person that we're talking about. And I think once he's not the president anymore, I think things are going to go back to the way they were for the most part within 2 years. Because I get they probably overseas, so we're saying, damn, I feel for y'all, man. I feel for you.
It's kind of like having a substitute teacher, you know?
That might be the case if he's not reelected. But if he gets reelected,
okay.
I don't know.
Listen,
I don't know if that's going to.
All I'm going to say is this right here. If he gets reelected, you heard it first right here on podcast radio, that all of our podcasts about him will be positive, man. They will be real positive. Yes, they will. Yeah, watch this. He go from being that mother to that's Mr. President. Because if he gets reelected, just know that he will always be there. So I'm throwing in the white flag as soon as it happens, and you know we're gonna be a subsidiary of motherfucking Fox News, man. No, I'm just bullshitting. We're not going there. We'll just shut this shit down and let it be. But again, yeah, but you know what? That's the person that leads, the leader of the free world. That's who represents us on a global scale. And I really do believe on a global scale, people look at him as a dangerous joke. He'll talk some shit, and you hope that he don't really try to back up some of that shit he be talking. But he'll talk some shit. But I think that they understand that once he gets out of office, F Troop will be back to normal. But like you said, if he don't get out of office, if he gets reelected, then I mean, fuck it, man. We just got to watch this. We just got to knuckle up. We got
to
knuckle down.
I mean, because the other, I mean, shit, other countries and stuff, they used to turn to us to, you know, turn to, you know, they turn to us to look for, you know, that guidance and I mean, and we're not giving it. We can't give it with him at the helm.
Well, I tell you what, and again, I seen this on, I think I was watching Bill Maher the other night. Just know this, when you really, really stop, and let's be for real, I'm going to be 100 right now. When you really stop and think about it, it ain't even him, man. This motherfucker can't do this shit. I mean, you know, it's not, don't get me wrong, he's a nice front man, but he can't, there is a lot of people making this shit happen. See, there is where the real danger lies. We watching
That's
Trump
true.
Again. Yeah, we watching Trump, and watch this. Donald Trump is doing what Donald Trump does. He's got he upgraded his reality show. Now it's just called The Real President. We don't call it The Apprentice anymore. Because he could care less about what it is that's taking place, because that's really not his job. The other people who are making sure what they want to take place is taking place. And I'm going to tell you something. If they're ready to take this country back, you know, they say that they are rich and powerful enough that they can try to do that. And that's all I'll say on that. They can try to do that. But, you know, things are a little different now. You know, things are a little different now. And I don't mean that in a good way. But anyway.
Next year, that he would like to have the G Summit at his Mar-a-Lago place. I don't.
See, Ada, but watch this, though. What if he pull that shit off?
Yeah.
I mean,
see, here's the thing. When you're doing crazy shit, you throw a lot of crazy shit out there. Some of that's going to stick, and some of it's not.
And
what don't
this.
Stick, he running with it.
And you gotta know, if he hosting his shit, you know that's Donald Trump, and you a foreign dignitary, I'm sure that the party's gonna be up to your liking. That's all I'm gonna say. The list is gonna be real reserved. Everybody, all you rich political motherfuckers, gonna be up in there doing what y'all do in the dark, having a good time. So when he wanna bring that to Mar-a-Lago, I don't think he's gonna have a real issue if he wants to.
But isn't that against the law? He can't, as a sitting president, he can't benefit, you know, financially from that by having things at his establishments and his hotels and stuff like that. He's not supposed to do that, correct?
Thing,
but listen.
He's challenging the law.
He's not getting paid. No, the people are getting paid.
His hotel is. His hotel will reap the benefit from it.
Benefit.
Huh?
They ain't putting the money directly in his pocket.
He doesn't have to get paid to benefit.
Right, exactly. Okay. Okay.
It's
right.
For that.
Now, that he's definitely cashing in on.
And even the fact that I think Barr, the Attorney General, he's going to have a Christmas party there.
Yo, man,
Believe me,
it's
a benefit.
Watch this. He has told all of them, look, I'm going to show you how to get this money legally. And I'm going to take it right in front of your face, because I'm going to find those loopholes, and I'm going to rob you blind, man, without calling it robbing you blind. Who wants to, again, I'm willing to bet you that because Mar-a-Lago is the new White House, the upgrade to security that will be in that place forever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. That's what that is, the new Camp David. Well, again, not really, because all the presidents could go to Camp David when Trump is out of office.
Yeah, I'm saying, no, he made his place. This is
okay,
where I'm going. I'm not going where they went.
Right. He made it his Camp David. Okay, I got you. Hey, but listen, when we're talking about fire and orange and bright, brilliant colors as we transition from here to there,
beautiful segue.
All right, cool. Let's talk about this fire that appears to be burning out of control in the Amazon rainforest. Now, what I'm going to let others speak first, because I got a very different view on that. And again, don't mean to offend anyone, but so I'm going to ask my panel. Anybody on the panel, what's your feelings on that Amazon rainforest, on the fire that's out there? I mean, they're making it like it's a natural disaster now. It's a calamity. It's so horrific. What's your take on that?
Well, instead of just letting people go in there and cut the trees down, it's easier to let it burn. It's easier to clean up something once it burns down than it is to knock it down, and then you got to try to, you know, clean it up, and then they're going to use that land. But here's the thing, though. Mother Earth is a self-cleaning, like, oven. She takes care of herself. She's been here longer than anybody on this planet. There's been people that then died.
That's not true.
Mother Earth is still here.
Mm.
That's not true?
No, that's not true. If you get a moment, stop by tomorrow, 9 o'clock, all right?
So yo, man.
Stop by where?
All right.
Well, we got to
stop by tomorrow.
As soon as you said Mother Earth. All right? As soon as you said Mother Earth, I knew it was tiptoe time. But you know what?
Hey, an asteroid hit Mother Earth, and then it killed everything, and she rebounded.
And left Superman.
From my understanding, the Amazons are supposed to be, it's supposed to contribute to a big part of the air that we're breathing, correct?
The ecosystem.
Well, it produces CO2, I do believe. I'm not a scientist.
100%.
Don't quote me on that.
But here's my
is that correct, Mr. Tibby?
That's correct.
Okay. So with that in mind, I mean, it would be to our best interest to preserve it and to take care of it, because it is a part of our lifeline in terms of being able to help us continue to breathe and what have you. So with that just being said, it's in our best interest to take care of that, to ignore it. It's not going to go away. It's not going to make any, you know, it's not going to help anything to try to ignore it or play it down.
But when have we ever done anything truly as a whole for our best interest? It is our best interest to treat each other with love.
But it's time to do that now, because this is of an urgent, this is an urgent matter now. Yep.
Well, no,
business now.
This was not an accident. I mean, these were fires that were intentionally set that got out of control.
So again,
well, the thing is, they're letting it burn. They're not doing anything about it. They're just letting it burn.
That's a fire treatment tactic that they use in California, where, you know, when I was stationed out there, a fire just pop up in a minute,
though.
Man.
It's a control burn.
It's a control burn. Because I remember I seen the fire truck come out there. But it's out of control, you're saying?
Yeah, they let it burn.
It started
it
as a control burn, right?
No. It started and they just let it burn. Okay. They ain't really tried to do nothing about it.
Hold on. How did the fire start?
I don't know if somebody threw a cigarette down or if it's an act of God, lightning, whatever. But I'm just saying,
no.
It started and they just let it burn. That's like a house catching on fire and they're not doing nothing to put it out.
Okay. Somebody, go ahead, tell me.
It started as a slash and burn. That they cut down and they cut it down a little bit to regenerate and whatnot, and it got out of control.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So they started the fire.
So that's an out of control burn. That's an out of control burn and whatever they do.
What? So to answer your question, baby boy, about Mother Nature being a self-cleaning mechanism, we're not allowing it to be for Mother Nature to do her thing, because we are causing the damage.
But we're
speeding it up.
Right.
Well, Mother Nature it takes years. We're cutting into
that. Exactly.
No.
We're speeding up that process.
Exactly. Baby Boy's right that Mother Nature is a self-preservation, self-cleansing, but we're helping and we're not helping.
Exactly.
See, I hear what y'all are
saying.
Because
the fire is burning, that's bad, but when they cut the tree down for rolling papers or whatever like that, that's good.
That's not good.
All right, dear.
In 2019, there have been 74,000 fires in Brazil. 74,000. That's 80% more than there were at this point last year. That's not Mother Nature self-cleaning.
No, it is not.
What you got, baby bro?
Thank you, guys.
Well, it is, but it's like with a help, with a little bit of help from the badass, you know, the badass people here on the planet. They don't care. That's just like the plastic in the water.
Well, that's another topic.
But see, here's the
if
thing. You're only going to be here for a certain amount of time. Do you really think somebody give a shit about what's going to happen 10, 15, 20 years from now? They don't even know if they're going to be here.
I do.
No. I'm saying that's like save the planet for your kids and stuff like that. They don't give a shit about them kids. If anything, they'll leave them some money. They'll leave them some money so they can buy them an oxygen tank.
No, at the rate things are going, stuff is going to start going down a lot faster than 20 and 30 years from now at the rate we're going.
Yeah.
It's going to be happening much faster than that.
Let's say 15. Let's just say 15 since they're helping. They're helping the planet to deteriorate.
Okay. Put it all up.
I would like to say.
To me, to do nothing is not an option. You can't just sit around and not do anything. That's
all right, messenger.
Hold
on 1 second. Let me hear from the messenger.
Well, I'd like to say if nobody's busy tomorrow at 9 o'clock, we can better examine this because we have to understand that we, as well as the trees, we are all one. Every living creature is part of the body of God. So earlier when I spoke about the fact that we don't love each other, that's something that we've got to get in check. The same way we don't love each other, we don't love all of this stuff that when we come to know who we are, we'll realize we put this here.
So what you're saying
is, all goes back.
So what you're saying is until we learn how to love, we can't love other things or people or each other.
You don't have to tune in tomorrow, brother, because you got it right. All right?
Well,
we got to first
this,
learn how to love ourselves.
Well, speaking of love,
yeah, I mean,
learning to love
until you learn how to love yourself, then you know how to love somebody else.
Okay. Yes.
If the Amazon as we know it dies, it won't go quietly. As the trees and plants perish, they will release billions of tons of carbon that has been stored for decades, making it nearly impossible to escape a climate catastrophe. The Amazon is super important. This matters.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it really does matter.
Yes, it is.
Listen,
absolutely.
I'm not saying it don't matter.
This is the reason why firefighters wear those gas masks or whatever, those masks,
yes,
when it's real smoky and stuff, because there's no oxygen in that. So when stuff is burning, it's putting. If you walk by a fire and you smell, like you just got a little taste of that smoke, you'll start choking. So air
Yo, producer, what was your position you were going to share?
I was just going to say before we transition out of here that again, if it's burning, maybe there's a reason why it's burning. I know it wasn't naturally set, but again. Even if it was greed, or even if it was, and that's what it might have been, then I mean, I don't see it as being
a
natural catastrophe. Because see, greed. Hold on, greed will stop. Greed ain't trying to kill everybody. Greed is not going to allow the Amazon to burn out up entirely. So that everybody
suffers.
Nobody's
going to make it go faster.
Okay.
It's not
going to
follow Baby Brother's plan.
Okay.
Baby Brother's right. Baby Bro's right. Mother Nature will take care of itself if you leave it alone. But that's not what we're doing. We're trying to help it.
But if you leave it alone, then there is nothing to take care of. So by us disturbing,
leave it alone.
But yeah,
and there lies the problem.
Disturbing Mother Nature, we in effect allow Mother Nature to work. But wait a minute, hold on.
That's wait. We're not connected.
Because we're missing the point. That's why we're not connected. Because
well,
we're all looking at
right.
it from a different.
If you, baby brother's right. If you leave Mother Nature alone, she'll take care of herself. He's absolutely right. But in our push to be better, faster, stronger, we help, making it go faster, and now it's out of control, which is not helping.
Can you repeat that again? That last part.
Is there anything too hard for God?
Well, let me say this to you. Well, hold on. Wait a minute. I got a clip I want to play. You asked a question. Is there anything too hard for God? Hang in here with me for 1 minute, 30 seconds, folks. I need you to hear this.
People criticizing you for your comment. Well, tell us exactly what you said yesterday. You talked about you didn't believe in, you wanted to, what did you want to happen with Marysville? You didn't, you wanted it to stay a certain way. Tell us.
Marysville, Michigan.
Well, we like Marysville the way it is. But as far as having a black couple moving in, we have no problem with that. But where it's wrong is when you have a white woman and a black husband, a white wife and a black husband together, that's wrong, and vice versa.
Well, and why is that?
It's simply against the Bible. Like I was telling her, God created Adam and Eve, same kind, same race all around, and that's how he wants, that he's our example right there. Problem?
What about my brother? He's black, and his wife is white and Asian.
I have to think about that one. I would say right now, that's a mixed marriage, no.
What about me? I'm English and my wife's Canadian.
So she's foreign.
My question would be, isn't that how Canada got started?
Well, no, the question is, can we live in Marysville?
I don't know. I wouldn't see anything wrong with that.
So your issue is not so much...
So... What we start talking about, is there anything too hard for God? That's what we're going to end our show on tonight. We talk about Trump over here trying to buy Greenland. We talk about people got the Amazon forest. They done fucked up and let it start burning out of control. But this was a political candidate in Marysville, Michigan, running on a platform of what you just heard. Now again, yeah, that's some bullshit. But do you see why, to a lot of people, their level of concern is not Amazon burning level? Because they're still down here trying to get some goddamn justice and equality here. So if I'm not getting that here, I can't ascend to other levels of concern. And yeah, I'm trying to steal a little bit of Maslow's theory. But I can't ascend to other levels of concern if I'm still down here. So when I talk about the Amazon rainforest with the perspective that I talk about, some people aren't on that level to care in that manner. But as I transition right over to what I just played for you, how the hell do you feel comfortable running for a political office and that's your campaign? How do you feel comfortable doing that in America today? I don't get that.
Because once again, your president has brought that out amongst certain people. Feel free.
It's been out long ago.
See, these were feelings that were suppressed. And you might have kind of felt it through, you know, certain avenues that you traveled, you know, trying to maybe, let's say, get a house. You know what I'm saying? But now they just doing shit out in the open. They don't care. This is how I feel. This is how I always felt.
But I think. Go ahead, sis.
No, I was just going to say to just piggyback off of the fact that this is the climate. This is the attitude now that and it's largely based on the our president. This is what he has. He's projected this. He's shown this kind of behavior. So people that might have felt that way, but in the past knew that it wasn't something appropriate to say or do, now they're doing it because it's okay. They see the president do it. You're only as good as your leader.
Right.
And so if your leader is acting this way, I mean, look at immigration. Look what he's doing. He's got kids in cages and stuff. They're trying to, keep certain, colors of people out because it's nothing to do with, you heard the man just ask the question. He was, what did he say? He was Irish and his wife was something else. But basically they were both white. And this, this politician said that would be okay. That's okay. So clearly that's not what her issue is. It's more so based on the color of your skin. And that's no more than what the president is doing right now with immigration. Anybody that's brown skin, they're trying to keep them out of the country. So these people that the way they're acting and what they're doing now, they're following their leader. You're only as good as your leader. And the leader is always constantly displaying bad behavior, saying inappropriate things and just showing how much of a racist he is. So people feel that not all of them, but some people feel that now I don't have to hide that anymore. I can speak it boldly and say it. And that's what they're doing. It's sad,
yep.
But true.
Super sad.
I say, it is. I mean, in this day and time, we still, as a race of people, we still carry a goddamn chip on our shoulder about another race of people, still sworn to the invisible pledge that we're gonna keep that whole race of people down. I mean, goddamn, man. At some point, nobody from that opposite race did some decent shit towards you to make you stop and think, wait a minute, man, maybe I just don't like that motherfucker. Not the whole race of people. You know what I'm saying?
Amen. Amen.
Because the ones that are racist, they have that superior attitude that they feel that they're elite and they're better and everybody else is beneath them. And that's where lies the problem.
And not only that, but you have to also understand that there are a lot of them that truly haven't even really seen or met black people. They've been in their little community, and they haven't even, they've seen them on TV, but they haven't really seen a black person. Or if they did, like,
well,
she
I
said,
mean, they've
a
seen
couple.
Them, but they haven't really associated with one.
Right.
To that level. I think, they've seen them, they just haven't associated with them. So they're just going by what they've heard, what they've read, and we all know, don't watch Fox News because you'll get it all distorted if you watch them. So I mean, but as far as them having a personal dealing with somebody of color, no, they have not.
When something is presented to you in a negative way, that's all you're going to see that as in that negative way.
Right.
But you know what I say, and again, because I am a black American, I mean, I'll never. No matter how much ice I stay in, it's going to go from black to purple, but that's probably as deep as it'll go. But because I am a black American, I will never understand. It's impossible for me to fully understand. How could you possibly hate somebody that goddamn bad, man? I'm sorry.
What's really amazing about it, my brother, is the fact that what did she reference? She referenced the Bible.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But the thing is, there's nothing like that in the Bible. There's nothing like that in the Bible that she was calling herself referencing it. I don't recall reading anything
like
that.
When God created Adam and Eve was white. That's what she meant.
But watch
that.
This though. But see,
she's interpreting it that way. It doesn't
once
make
again,
it correct.
Like I said,
that's just how she's interpreting it.
Like I said,
I just,
watch the Book of Eli. That's what the Bible is all about. If you can get that Bible and interpret it the way you want to interpret it and get people to follow you, next thing you know, you're on TV and they calling you, not saying that my man is like that, but you can be like a T.D. Jake, a Jerry Falwell. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You have people that's going to
follow. Well, let me ask you this. Is she running for office or she already won?
No, she's not running no
she
more.
She was running. And she withdrew her candidacy, but she missed the cutoff date, so she's still on the ballot, but she doesn't want to be on the ballot anymore.
Well, thank God for that.
Well, I heard that a couple of white people are chasing her now. She's running for her life.
Oh, man. You said something like, just a minute ago, something about How I don't understand how a white person could see a black person and just hate them just on their
I don't get that
something like that.
Yes,
but because you've been taught that from an early age.
Hold on for a second. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead, Tiffy.
You said something like I don't understand how white people can just something like a white person can look at a black person and just hate them on sight, but that does go both ways. I'm not defending white or black. I'm just saying it does go both ways.
And I don't understand it either way.
No, I agree.
Let's make that clear. I don't understand that either way. But I'm talking about, again, you think about, even if you think about, again, we're kind of piggybacking off of this candidate talking about her all white neighborhood. But let me say this to you: so when you live in an all white neighborhood, your crime rate might be lower, but it ain't zero.
Amen.
When you live in an all white neighborhood, the only thing, the difference, and trust me, it's a hell of a difference, is your same neighborhood problems are just minuscule compared to the folks who don't have it as good as you. I mean, so you still got issues. That's all it is.
It's
different. You got them.
It's just different.
You got them $100,000 air problems, while them other jokers got. I got. You know, I'm putting together a dollar problem. Same shit.
Easy.
It's just magnified. I'm just saying. Same shit, but it's just magnified. But for you, for people to just hate like that, man. I mean, at some point, people are going to have to get to the point where we lay all that shit down. And let me tell you something. When I say we have to get to the point where we lay it all down, as black Americans, man, we done laid that shit down too many goddamn times to still be having to lay it down again. So when we are not as ready to lay that shit down right now as we have been in the past, but something's got to give, man. To be hating, go ahead, sis. I'm sorry.
No, it's ridiculous. You know, I have a friend who says, you know, that when white people will say, you know, when are you gonna let it go? Slavery ended, you know, how many years ago or whatever. He says you ended first. You let it go first, and man, that's powerful to me.
They're not going to let that go. But you know why? I mean, watch this. If we look at it just from a rational point of view, let's just forget about right and wrong for a minute, okay? Let's just look at it as, why would you give up in absolute privilege just to be equal with somebody else? Why would you willingly give that up?
I don't think it goes like that.
How would it go?
I don't think it goes like that. Why does it? I don't think I have to give up for you to be equal. Why can't it just be? Like, why isn't?
Well,
I don't know.
Because
I got my head in my ass, maybe.
No. See, you have to give up because what will happen by you giving up is, quick example, when the police officer stops me and beats my ass for the same traffic
for
stop
being black.
For, that he lets you go for, see, then you'd have to speak up and you'd have to lead the demonstration about his wrong and justice. That's what I mean by give up.
Well, first of all, I would, but what if instead of that, what if he just doesn't beat your ass?
Then there's no injustice, but that's not what's happening. If it,
no, no, no,
if
I,
he,
not today. I know, I know.
No, if he stops me and treats me just like he treats any other white person that he stopped, then that's just a traffic
right.
stop.
If he, well,
here's
wait, the thing. I didn't
he, give
up
he
anything.
Knows, he knows the game. That's why he does that. So he likes doing that. And that's a privilege he's not going to give up. Not unless somebody make him give that up. And
make
nobody's making him give that up.
The police officer give that up?
Yeah.
Again, privilege is something that, again, when we talk about privilege, privilege is something that most people don't ask for. It's just there. And again,
most
you don't
white
realize.
People don't think they have it.
Well, that's because you have it. And you don't, again, because you didn't ask for it. You did nothing to
right.
get
they
it.
They don't even know they
you.
Have it.
You're right. Until you sit around in a mixed group and you start telling similar stories. Again,
right.
you let some people from Chicago, New York, let's say North Dakota and Vermont all
I've
get together.
I've never been pulled out of a car.
Huh?
I've never been pulled out of a car. I've
but
never,
see, once,
you know
once
what
again,
I mean?
You'd be telling your story while they tell their story. And again,
I know.
All the,
I know.
None of the stories have to get in. None of the stories have to end with somebody getting beat. But just the difference. Let's
correct.
You see. That's all. I got
that's the thing, because it's never happened to a person, they can't believe it happened.
And that also,
I have a different perspective, but I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
Here's the point right here. Here's one. Rodney King, when he was getting beat, some people didn't see nothing wrong with that. They felt like he was resisting arrest. That's why them cops were found not guilty for beating
that's
his ass.
That's bullshit. Resisting arrest doesn't mean you should get beaten.
Well,
there was
a rule with the police officers in Paterson, New Jersey. I mean, it was an unspoken rule, and that rule was, if you run and get caught, you're gonna get beat, man. So
that's still in place.
Huh? If you run,
that's still in place. They still doing that.
Still, yeah,
that's everywhere.
There was a time when you could just like go ahead and throw your hands up, and they cuff you and take you downtown, or if you ran, even the beating that they threw you. I mean, you wasn't gonna be in the hospital forever. You know, you shake that shit off in a couple of days. But yeah, if you run, you get beat, man. That was an unwritten rule.
And now, if you run, you get shot.
That's crap.
Depending on who you are. And again, that's just some more of that privilege that we some people get that they didn't ask for.
I guess
just
it's
for
a judgment
example,
call.
Right?
I guess
no,
it's
not,
a judgment
that's...
call. When you're running, he figures, well, I can shoot farther than I can run after you. So I'm just going to shoot you.
But anyway, as we bring this podcast to a close, again, I'm working on some different opening tracks, so I'll try to keep the cast excited with the little.
You sound like you might
entrance.
Have an album coming out.
You know, I was contacted by Sony Records, but they didn't want to give
albums.
Me the deal.
They do CDs, brother.
Yeah, they didn't want to give me the deal. They gave Jigga so. Yeah, I told him no. I
told you that was like
pizza.
Smooth jazz from back in the day. That's the album cover. I mean, the album.
Yeah.
That's mine.
Yeah.
You want to keep me excited? Send me a pizza.
A pizza.
And a box of wine.
I never heard nobody say a box of wine to me. Remember Dave Chappelle did that stand-up routine? And
no.
He said, he did. He was like, in a box of wine. Like, who the hell drinks wine out of a box?
Don't judge people. Don't judge people.
Hey,
man, that's how they sell it now.
10 seconds. Yeah. 10 seconds before we go off. Listen, if you haven't seen it, you got to see Dave Chappelle stand up. The kid is crazy. The kid is crazy. Hey,
yeah.
And with that being said, let's say goodnight, Cass. We got to end this.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Cass. We got to end this.
All right, let's say
Street, 1 o'clock.
Let's say goodnight, Cass. We got to end this. I'll see you tomorrow if you're not busy. And if you are, then I'll see you on Saturday.
What do you mean? The messenger cell?
Oh, no. I'm just messing with you, trying to repeat everything I say verbatim. That's all. Good night, audience.
Oh, all right. I'm calling
good night,
the ball.
Everybody.
That sounds like that's going to be interesting.
Good night.